Wicked Anime is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other wicked awesome geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Podcast. This is episode 93. I am the stupid awesome analyst Jonathan, and with me is Andrew, the hard man with harder opinions.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, it's just the two of us today. So today's gonna be a very heavy review episode.
I think 100% reviews, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on in this season of anime, and now it's your time to sit back and relax, and we'll give you the what's what of what shows are good, what shows are bad, what shows we're at it. Like, we butt heads about what we like and what we don't like. And
I still haven't finished watching all the new shows yet. There's still a couple in my queue that I need to watch.
There's some that you're gonna watch and I don't plan on watching.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna just like watch one episode and be like, yeah, okay. But I still haven't gotten to them. But I have watched plenty since the last episode, so we should get into those.
Yeah, and so even our news section, which ring the news bell, news, is going to be review stuff, because we don't really... We have so much to review, we're not even going to do news. We're just, news is going to be reviews of stuff that's in the news.
Yeah. Before we get on to the other thing, because I think that my first media piece of news is a good segue into gaming news, I want to talk about some of the stuff that we've seen come out of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, super important right now, and that's what's happening during this recording, and when you're listening to it, it's long over and it's old news. We literally just watched the Justice League trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm after Batman v Superman, everything is so hush hush and shaky, and I want to be super excited Justice League.
You want to say, wow, that looks amazing, which it does.
Yeah,
it looks amazing.
It was an impressive presentation,
but you don't want to walk into the theater being like, oh, it's time, and then it's like, oh no.
But here's the thing, because Batman v Superman was like, you saw that trailer and you were like, I don't even think this is going to be as good as Man of Steel. That's the way I felt, because I liked Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody liked Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman was an entertaining movie to watch, but it was by no means a good movie.
I wouldn't even call it that.
Really? Not even when Batman was beating everybody up in the warehouse?
So one scene does not make a good movie. Listen,
I know, but...
If you had the action of every foreign action flick we've ever seen, like The Raid or anything like that, then you're justified to say, yeah, Batman v Superman is a great movie because of all the action scenes. But if you just say that one warehouse fight scene made the entire 2.5-hour movie...
I was just using that one fight scene as a starting point. I mean, like, all the scenes that were in the movie were entertaining. You could just put them in the movie in any order that you wanted, and it would be the same exact movie.
Yeah, so I'm really, really worried about Justice League in that sense.
Well, is Justice League directed by Zack Snyder?
I don't know. I don't think they even said it in the trailer.
Mm.
Now, unless they're hiding the fact that it's him, because you remember when M. Night Shyamalan started to go downhill so badly, and... They started, like, every time somebody saw his name in a credit, they groaned. This is kind of like the same thing with Zack Snyder now. Zack Snyder really needs to push it back in order to figure it out, you know, to put his name back in movies, I think. Now, the next movie that I saw, too, did you see the Wonder Woman trailer?
Yeah, I did.
With Chris Pine and the Greek woman?
Yeah. It looks like... It looks like Captain America.
That's exactly what I said. It looks like the trailer for the first Avenger, the first Captain America movie that came out, doesn't it? It's insane how they were just like, this should be Captain America. Because, I mean, I suppose it is the closest thing. There's the hand-to-hand combat and all that. But the trailer was just so Captain America. Even, they overplayed the shield, which Diana very rarely uses a shield in the con. Like, she does, but she often uses her gauntlets, and she uses the lasso. But when you watch that trailer, it's all about the shield. And the way that the trailer was done and everything, absolutely Captain America First Avenger, old-timey World War I stuff. Which, by the way, the World War I scenes looked really cool. But I don't know. Again, I'm really shaky on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it all has that really dark and gritty feel to it. You know, it still feels like that all the DC movies are not fun. However, Suicide Squad still looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, Suicide Squad looks great.
Yeah. Remember when we saw the trailer for Kong? Skull Island?
Uh-huh.
Now, I couldn't be less enthused about a movie, I think, that's come out of this.
Well, that was just because the first King Kong movie was garbage.
Yeah, that's true. Again,
and then this one has Samuel L. Jackson in it being Samuel L. Jackson again.
Yeah, he's being the same exact character he's always been.
I swear, I hate Samuel L. Jackson. He's just a terrible actor, and everybody loves him.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting kind of tired. Although I liked him in Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was M. Night Shyamalan's best movie.
Yeah. So there we are back at M. Night Shyamalan again.
But he was in Star Wars.
Yeah. How about we actually talk about something that was animation?
Yes. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that Jonan Vasquez Ninja Turtles short that came out that you can see. I'll link it in the description because you have to watch it.
Yeah, if you guys...
It's so good.
And it does not matter if you're a Jonan Vasquez fan, an Invader Zim fan, or a Ninja Turtles fan. It is just a great piece of animation with some really amazing comedy and some really amazing animation.
Yeah. Some surprisingly adult stuff. Like, not super adult, but, like, the scene where they're having April O'Neil test the cakes and she's throwing up all over the place. And then everybody starts throwing up. It's like, you couldn't put that on TV.
But it is produced by Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Like, this is a Nickelodeon-produced Ninja Turtles animated short, and it's wonderful. And it looks great in 2D. Like,
yeah.
It looks amazing in 2D.
Yeah, it really does. Another thing that Nerdy Show posted an article to, which I can put the link in the description for this, was that they went to the Nickelodeon's 25th anniversary panel, which the panel had Butch Hartman, you know, Fairly Odd Parents, and he was producing a new cartoon called Something the Beast.
Yeah, I saw some images of it.
Yeah, and I don't know. Butch Hartman, his animation style just doesn't really do it for me, and his humor is kind of off sometimes. It's hit or miss.
It is hit or miss, but some of the really early Fairly Odd Parents humor was really spot on.
Yeah, it really was. And even in the Nerdy Show article, Jessica said it wasn't really looking for more. You know, maybe if you see a whole pilot episode, then it'll be better, but it just doesn't really look that interesting otherwise. Craig Barlett was there, too, and he was talking about Hey Arnold, which something that I was not expecting to happen ever, which was the rumor of Hey Arnold, the Jungle movie.
The Hey Arnold Jungle movie has been in talks forever.
I know it has, which made me think it was fake.
No, it's a real thing that's happening.
I know that. Well, I know that now because he showed concept artwork and stuff for it at the San Diego Comic-Con panel.
Yeah, no, this has been a thing for a long time.
And it's...
Because they have the voice actors listed as well.
Yeah, okay. I do remember seeing that, which is interesting because they had to completely recast because the thing that Craig did...
No, Helga is... everybody's the same except for Arnold and Gerald.
Yeah, because they were kids. Yeah. Well, no, actually, Helga was a kid, too, when they did it. But maybe she maintained her same voice.
But Arnold has been revoiced 3 times.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the production of Hey Arnold, Arnold has been the only character who's been recasted.
Because of the puberty thing.
Yeah, maybe. But it's not like they were young kids voicing Arnold all that much. I mean, the first Arnold was.
Yeah.
Actually, and I think when the first Arnold was voicing Arnold... The second guy to play Arnold was actually voicing someone else in that show at the same time.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
But I forget who it was.
Like Stoop Kid or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Something
I don't think it was Stoop Kid, but it was something like that.
Yeah. Now I did hear that Gerald and Arnold are gonna be in it, or the original voices. The original voices are gonna be characters in the movie.
Yeah.
Now this movie isn't coming out until Thanksgiving 2017.
Well, not only that, but it's also a made-for-TV movie, so yep. It's like it's gonna be part one and part two, but it's supposed to wrap up all
everything.
Of Hey Arnold.
Every fan theory, everything that's gonna be in there, is
all
answered.
The fan fiction.
Now,
that's another thing about it, too, which is always a risk, is all these other kids don't really know what Hey Arnold is. We know what Hey Arnold is, but we haven't watched Nickelodeon forever.
I feel like that's why they're doing it, is because there's so much unfinished business with Hey Arnold that they're just like, we just gotta do it, guys. We just gotta finish Hey Arnold for these fans so they'll all shut up.
Yeah.
And I like Hey Arnold's. Mm-hmm. I've always been a fan. It's never been my favorite Nickelodeon show, save like Rocco for that.
Yeah.
But Hey Arnold is a good show, and it has a really, really, really dedicated fan base.
Yeah.
They're kind of a small hidden fan base, but if you find them, they're incredibly dedicated to Hey Arnold.
Really?
Yeah.
Where have you found these?
Places like DeviantArt and forums, and yeah, they're when you find a Hey Arnold space.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's fan fiction and fan theories and, you know, characters getting married to one another and like fans freaking out, and they're still around today, like, wow, we need more Hey Arnold.
You know, it's funny, the other person who was at this panel was the creator of Rugrats. She was on the panel, too.
Oh, yeah.
Arlene something. I forget her name. But, the article's in the description. She's in there. But they didn't have any announcements on her end or anything like that. So I think that she was just there to answer questions and reminisce about the good old days back when Nickelodeon was awesome.
When Rugrats was relevant.
Yeah. But also, not many of these shows that we've mentioned have really aged very well. The only one that I could say is probably Fairly Odd Parents, although the writing has gotten worse, because it's still going is the only reason why it's aging okay.
I guess so, but it's not aging well as far as like the writing.
Hey Arnold didn't age very well. Like when you go back and watch it on the classic channels, like it just doesn't really feel the same.
Really? I still like it. I think it feels exactly the same.
I like it, but I just don't think that it's the same. Is there anything else from Comic-Con that we've missed?
Well, not that I've seen. I haven't been keeping up with it regularly, other than just the trailers that have been dropped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, heck, the Nickelodeon one was enough for me, pretty much. Justice League, I'm going to be hopeful for it, but I don't have...
A hopeful maybe?
Yeah, I don't have very high hopes. I don't know. Anyways, that's San Diego Comic-Con. So let's review our first piece of media for the day, which I picked up Street Fighter Legends Cammy, which anybody who would know is I would pick that up in a heartbeat. I actually almost bought two copies of it because two different covers.
Yeah, waifu watch.
Yeah, exactly. So Cammy, I thought...
See, now you went out yesterday just to pick it up or pick something up and ended up coming across this book.
I wanted to pick up the other Street Fighter,
but I've been dying to read this because Omar Dogan is doing the art,
which is great.
I mean, it's a legend, so if you guys don't know, that's how I got on to Omar Dogan. That's how I've discovered Omar Dogan. That's where he became my favorite artist, because he started doing the Legends comics for Street Fighter, starting with Sakura Legends. So I picked up Sakura Legends, and there was Chun-Li Legends out at the time, and then Ibuki Legends was coming out while I was reading the other ones, and then after that, he just did the other stuff. But now Cammy Legends is coming out, which is great. I still haven't picked up the new Sakura and Ibuki Legends, which have a new short story at the end of them. Which I want to pick up. They're cheaper on Amazon than they are in a comic book store, so I'm going to get them there.
Omar Dogan's posing is great. If you've ever read a comic that Omar Dogan has drawn, his posing is awesome.
Yeah. Omar Dogan
His facial expressions are awesome.
Yeah, Omar Dogan is a master of posing, anatomy, and...
Girls.
And girls. I don't know if he's thrilled about that, but it is true.
At the end of the comic, there's a little short previewing Street Fighter versus Darkstalkers, which comes out at the end of the year in December.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little short of Chun-Li versus Morgan, and... That seems pretty cool. Now, back to Cammy, though. Jim Zubby, is writing it. And he has great scenarios, but his dialogue is not my cup of tea. Everything is so unnatural, and they kind of spoon-feed you information. Like, they almost like that they wrote the entire script, and they didn't write what to put in, like, what to draw. They just wrote it out as dialogue.
See, now, I haven't read Skull Kickers, which is his comic. Like, entirely his comic is Skull Kickers. And then, and I really like the other Street Fighter comics. of course. So I'm very familiar with Jim Zub, and I enjoy his work for the most part. But I haven't read Cammy yet, so I have to read through it.
Yeah, I just feel like the dialogue was really, really dull. Just really dull and fake.
Yeah.
Almost like kids playing pretend. It's almost like they never planned on drawing the pictures when they wrote the script. But the
I saw most of the things that you're flipping through here, I actually saw the production sketches of Omar drawing. Like this panel right here of them walking, I saw Omar drawing that scene. And because I follow Omar everywhere.
Yeah.
So I get to see everything.
I have a mission to collect everything Udon, so I'm not going to stop. I mean, the story's great.
You have a mission to collect everything Udon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have two copies of everything, one for you and one for me. But I love the art, and that's enough for me. One thing that I don't understand, though, is that, you know, Cammy used to be a part of Delta Red, and she still is in Street Fighter V.
Uh-huh.
But in this story, she's the leader of her own team, Delta Blue. And there's no story yet that tells you where Delta Blue came from or where the leader of Delta Red went.
Right.
Because the last, the second volume of Street Fighter Ultimate came out, and, Super Street Fighter Volume 2, she's just in Delta Blue. And there's no explanation of what happened to Delta Red. It's just her and Abel, which is cool that Abel is on her team.
Yeah.
By the way. Pretty cool. Oh, yeah, and then also two of her dolls, or two of the old Bison dolls, Junie and Julie, are there. And the story is, the plot is based around Junie.
Well, it's Omar Dogen, so I have to read it anyway.
Yeah, of course.
We also got ourselves a blank cover.
Yeah, on the hopes that I ever meet an artist that will be able to draw me a Cammy.
Yeah, I want to draw Omar Dogen. I want to meet Omar Dogen.
Oh, that would be amazing if we met Omar Dogen. Omar Dogen, could you draw a portrait of yourself on the cover here? I would do that. That sounds awesome. But if you're a Street Fighter fan, for sure, pick it up. Because,
like us.
Yeah. All the Street Fighter Legends books are awesome. I think Ibuki was my favorite, actually.
Out of the Legends?
Yeah, out of all the Legend books, I think Street Fighter Ibuki was my
favorite. Well, I obviously... Sakura is one of my favorite Street Fighter characters ever, so...
I just have to wait until Cammy's over, and then I'll make my decision then. So... But I think the choice is obvious for me. We'll just have to wait 4 months.
Even Chun-Li was really good. Street Fighter Legends Chun-Li was really good, but it will never be my favorite. Right now, it's probably Sakura, Ibuki, Chun-Li, and I haven't started reading Cammy yet, but I'm waiting for Omar... Or Udon, I mean, because they'll get Omar to do it. But Udon needs to do Street Fighter Legends Jury.
Now, if for anybody who is remotely interested in Street Fighter, the comic books are essential to understanding the story. And
well, it's because they had to rewrite the timeline.
Yeah.
Because the Street Fighter video game timeline is completely messed up.
It didn't exist until the comic came out. Yeah. Really.
Udon did a really fantastic job of restructuring the timeline of Street Fighter so that they actually include all the Alpha information, which Street Fighter and Street Fighter Alpha were two completely separate Street Fighter universes, and Udon made them one. Yeah, unified the universes, so now it's one consistent timeline.
So there's five volumes of Street Fighter Classic that I also highly recommend. Because it is a good story. Like, that, there's five volumes that buy it because it's so good.
Yep.
And that goes through what Street Fighters? 1, 2, 4? No, 1 and 2, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because there actually is a Street Fighter 4 comic. There was only one volume of that. And,
right.
This one right here.
Yeah, and Street Fighter 3 comes last, so technically we haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, Street Fighter 3 has not been reached yet, but all the characters from Street Fighter 3 are starting to show up.
Okay, timelines. But that was so Cammy, good comic, great art.
We're hoping to get more press with Udon. I actually sent a few emails to Udon about press to see if we could get press copies of stuff,
and they kicked you in the face.
No, they didn't. They just haven't answered me back yet.
So that would be a subtle transition from media news into gaming news,
which is great because I have subtle transition from gaming news to strange news.
Oh, how about that? So gaming news, Andrew, what game did you play?
I don't know. Monster Hunter?
Really? What game is that?
Oh, Monster Hunter Generations just came out, actually.
Really? I've never heard of this series. Is it any good?
Oh my gosh.
Is it like Call of Duty?
Okay, yeah. So the new Monster Hunter came out, as most people will know. Most people who care already know this fact. In fact, now that this is a 2-week-old podcast discussion, everybody has probably already played, and we've actually probably already played with the people who would care about this information. But anyway, so we've been talking to our fans, and with the new Monster Hunter coming out, and they've already played with one another, and I've played with a few people. A few of my friends from work now have it, and we're all, oh my gosh, it's a great time. So the new Monster Hunter Generations, this is kind of an in-between game. This is not Monster Hunter 5. That is kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a transition game between Monster Hunter 4 and Monster Hunter 5. There's no G-rank hunting. Mostly, there's different mechanics. So there's different upgrade mechanics. There's different fighting mechanics. They're trying to introduce new ideas to the Monster Hunter universe, and they are fantastic. I am seriously having so much fun. Now, this might be kind of low to other Monster Hunter players, but I also work 10 hours a day and Saturdays sometimes. But I've already logged 8.5 hours into this game, almost 9 hours. I just kind of plugged along, and I already have a couple full armor sets as I ground out some monsters. It is super fun. Like, this is really great, and I think that was the way that Monster Hunter 4 was, but it's pretty much more Monster Hunter, but with different mechanics.
Yeah. But those mechanics are great.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Now, if they try to fix, quote-unquote, Monster Hunter in any way, they could mess up really badly, where the game is already so much fun. Now, the main mechanic that they keep changing in Monster Hunter is the monsters. They keep adding new monsters, new animations to fight, basically, new armors to get, new weapons to get, and now with a new fighting system. You actually can choose 4 different fighting styles. The combos are actually different. So the one that I'm playing as Guild Style, which is the standard Monster Hunter, but I'm thinking about sticking to Striker Style, which is a new type of Monster Hunter fight combo system.
So does that mean that because every weapon uses differently, if you use a different weapon with 4 different kind of fight styles, that means there's like 48 different kind of play styles?
Pretty much. Yeah, probably more than that.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing with the hunting arts as well, you get new special attacks, so you build up meters and then you can use a special attack. And if you switch the weapon that you're using, some of the special attacks don't work for those weapons. So you even have to go switch out your special attacks as well.
Huh.
So because I like to switch between Charge Blade and Dual Blade. And I have this cool special attack right now where people who don't know what the Charge Blade is, you get to have vials. You turn the sword into an axe, and then it plants explosive vials on the monster. And one of the special attacks that I have is the explosive vials get turned into health potions. So when you hit the monster with these attack vials, when they explode, you gain health back. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so Monster Hunter Generations is amazing. All the old towns from the old games, Monster Hunter 1, 2. Yeah, mostly, I think 1 and 2. The villages from 1 and 2 are in the game, but the characters from 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all in it.
Yeah.
That's it. So you have like this whole Generations thing.
The other thing that I saw that was really cool, too, was that the camera changed. Like when you're in a Monster Hunter 1 town, it's like a little bit more above head.
The camera angle and the camera movement style is completely different depending on which town you're in. It's more built towards the way that original game was.
Seems like a real nostalgia bomb along with like the new gameplay style.
Yeah, so it's fun. This is a really, really, really fun Monster Hunter. Now, like with the whole Monster Hunter weekends thing that we try to do, it's becoming more and more difficult the busier and busier our schedule gets. But the more impromptu hunts that we get, the more people will be able to play with. It's really good stuff. Like, this is really revitalizing that, oh, man, I want to play some Monster Hunter. Like, I always want to play Monster Hunter. And I haven't even finished Fire Emblem yet. So what does that tell you? So I'm like, so close to beating all 3 games for Fire Emblem. But I'm just stuck on Monster Hunter right now because it's so great. But everybody already knows that Monster Hunter and Fire Emblem are my top 2 favorite games.
Yeah. So we played another game, too. We tried out a demo that came out.
That's right. Yeah, demo got released.
Which was for King of Fighters.
Yeah, that was surprising that the King of Fighters demo dropped. Because I've been following the release of King of Fighters 14 for a long time. I like to see which characters they're going to win the game. And the character roster for this game is amazing.
It's pretty good.
It's almost as good as King of Fighters 11.
I wish that it was King of Fighters 11.
Yeah,
because King of Fighters 11 was probably my favorite.
Yeah, King of Fighters 11, in my opinion, was probably the best one. And it had an amazing roster. But the roster for this one is really, really, really cool. And the 3D works really, really, really well.
Here's the thing about the 3D, though.
with the 3D, and they also had to smooth out the animations because, you know, we're in a 3D base instead of sprites now. Because that's one of the things that I loved about King of Fighters were the sprite animations, because they were so good, so slick, and always so good. I don't know. They got rid of that to 3D, and it feels a lot like Street Fighter V.
Yeah, it does feel a lot like Street Fighter. I think that was probably their... I think that was probably their biggest thing that they were trying to go for, is make it like Street Fighter. Because they have to compete with Street Fighter.
Yeah. King of Fighters has always had to compete with Street Fighter.
And yeah, because...
Capcom.
And King of Fighters is so hard. I mean, every single fighting game feels different, but Street Fighter is really fun, and they have a really nice system in place. It's not the most balanced system, but it is a really solid system put into place.
I don't know, Street Fighter V is pretty there.
See, my favorite fighting game is Tekken. I love Tekken. It's a completely... That's a like a combo-style game, whereas Street Fighter is a command-style game. King of Fighters is the command style, but the combo system is really, really, really difficult. It has a high learning curve to it, and it's really difficult, but I will be getting King of Fighters 14, because the characters are just so intriguing. They actually added a lot of new characters in this game, and it's really cool. But all the old returning characters look great in 3D. They've translated really well.
So,
yeah, that was it. I mean, I played as Mai for a little bit, and then I played as Kyo for a little bit, and I was like, yep, this is King of Fighters.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. They didn't let you play as Terry. I could have sworn that they would have let you play as Terry.
Yeah.
The American, are you okay?
Bust out walls. I know, I mean, you gotta play as Terry. I mean,
I can't believe they just kept him away.
It's weird that Kyo is the main front runner for most of the King of Fighters game when Terry feels like such a more popular character.
Well, that's because Fatal Fury was... first. Mm-hmm. Terry was the main character in that game, and that was like the fighting game.
That or Final Fight?
Final Fight was Capcom's rival game to Fatal Fury, which was Guy and Cody and Hagar.
That's right.
That was Capcom's, not SNK. SNK was Fatal Fury, their side-scrolling beat 'em up, which had Terry in it. That game was awesome, and everybody loves Terry. They even made the movie based on Terry.
Yes.
You know, so...
Which I really want to see that. I really want to see the Fatal Fury movie. I can't believe I haven't seen it, is more like...
It's good. Say. You get to see Mai's boobs a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Did they go like full Street Fighter where it was like official SNK Mai boobs?
Or, yeah. I think so.
Like the same way that Capcom did official Chun-Li boobs.
Yeah. Wow. Only on the red VHS.
Yeah.
No, if you bought the yellow VHS, it wasn't in it.
Yeah, that was the cut version.
Yeah.
Which, that is still an amazing fight scene. The Chun-Li versus
Vega?
Yeah, Chun-Li Vega fight scene in her apartment. Oh my gosh. How beautiful is that fight scene?
Yeah, it's great. See, that's kind of what Fatal Fury is like. There's some really good fight scenes in it.
Animated fight scenes at that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not talking about the King of Fighters live action movie that looks like it was done by Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for gaming news. Time for some strange news?
Time for some strange news.
Ah.
So actually, this strange news comes from Gerardo.
I didn't find any.
So yeah, this comes from Gerardo. And guess who has their own version of Pokemon Go? Who likes to rip everything off? Who likes to explode?
China.
Yeah. So China has their own version of Pokemon Go.
Do you blow up Pokemon?
No. But here's the fun fact. It looks really good.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It does look good.
It's called City Spirits Go.
Oh, they even kept the Go in there, too.
Yeah. You have a professor. You have people to talk to. You have capture devices. You have a character creation system. And the character designs, like the monster designs, look really nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw the screenshot at the top there, and it kind of looks like Digimon. Doesn't that look like Digimon?
Yeah. Well, and it's called City Spirits Go. Yeah. So I'm guessing they're going with a whole spirits and ghosts thing.
Yokai Watch?
Maybe? Yeah, like a Yokai Watch and whatever. But it's neat, but it is strange because, like, hey, China, like, really? You have to copy everything. But, hey, I mean, it's a popular thing. I mean, there's copycat mobile games of everything. I mean, Candy Crush was a copycat game.
Has there been any word on how the game is?
No, not yet.
No?
I don't think. I didn't read too much into
it. I would imagine that everybody would just play Pokemon Go.
Maybe not in China.
Do they not get it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh. Because I know that Japan, this is some strange news too. Japan had to apologize for the late release because Japan, like, just got it.
Yeah, well, Europe was the first people. Europe got Pokemon Go first.
And Australia. Yeah, and then the United States got it, and then Japan got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I find that very strange that Japan got it last.
Well, because it wasn't made by a Japanese company.
That's true, but even still.
Like, Game Freak was involved, but it was not made by a Japanese company.
That's true, but even still, I feel like as their property, they would get it. And Japan even apologized, like the developers apologized for it. I don't know if it was Japan, but the developers apologized for the late release in Japan, probably because of translation, whatever had to go through in order to put it together. I don't know, but that's weird.
Yeah.
And that's as strange as it gets?
That's as strange as it gets.
That's it? All right.
Well, we're going to go into a lot of reviews. And
yes,
it's pretty much
going to
be our What We're Watching and our Tapagotchi are the same thing, so we should probably do something else first.
Are you talking about Waifu Watch?
Yeah, you know, we've been talking a lot of Street Fighter, and let's do, like...
Like fighting games?
Yeah, we could do fighting games, because Jonathan and I mean, Waifu Watch is really nice when you have a lot of people in the crew, but Jonathan and I are the only two that play fighting games. At least
I think that actually goes true for our listenership too. So I'm not sure if they're gonna like this.
I don't know. I mean, we got people who are like, yeah, that's good.
So I play this really fun game sometimes on a website that we host. One of our social media is called Tumblr. And I play a game called the Tumblr game.
Okay.
Now, usually what I'll do is when I'm interested in a form of media, like if I see people talking about an anime that I've never heard of before, I'll go to Tumblr to look at like clips of the show, because usually they have like gift sets and they have good jokes on there. And I play this thing I call the Tumblr game. And the Tumblr game is what I do to pass the time while looking for stuff. And what you do is you go to the search section of Tumblr, and it works better on mobile because you only see one thing at a time. You get rows and rows of things if you do it on a computer. So I suggest that play the Tumblr game on mobile devices. Now, the way you play the Tumblr game is you search up either a form of media. You can even do it with arbitrary words too, like doctor or something. Like if you type in doctor, see what comes up. You get a point for every picture that's not porn, and then when you hit a porn picture, you stop and you search for something else and you cash your points.
Okay.
And that's the Tumblr game.
Why did that come up in Waifu Watch?
Because every time I think of a piece of media or something where it's like, oh, like J-List just posted a gif of a really cute girl. What's the name of that anime? Oh, let me look it up. That's like, and see all the cute fan arts of all the girls. There's a ton of waifus
and
on Tumblr.
And then
you stop playing the Tumblr game.
So fighting games, let's start with Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Back when I was like, I don't know, 15 or 17, when I, you know, it wasn't creepy to, you know, Mac on a 15-year-old girl. It was totally Sakura. Like, Sakura was my girl. Like, and I still love playing as Sakura in Street Fighter. She's a wicked fun character to play as. She's got some really nice moves and whatever. But
she's not an overpowered Shota character. She's like, if you win fights with Sakura, it's because
you're pretty good with Sakura.
Pretty good, because I mean, her hits are like half. They're the same exact. Almost.
She's a lot weaker in both health and strength.
Yeah.
Than Ryu or Ken.
But she has basically the same moves. They're different, but basically the same moves.
So I kind of upgraded to Juri. Like, when Juri showed up on the scene, I was like, oh, like, hello. And then I played as her. I thought she was going to be a really difficult character to play as, but she ended up being really, really, really fun.
Yeah.
Not only was she really not too difficult to play as, I mean, she has a learning curve to her, but especially with the what moves connect and stuff. But she's got this personality that's just like, oh my gosh, she could kill you.
Don't play the Tumblr game with Street Fighter, because you don't get many points.
Okay.
Just saying.
But yeah, no, as far as like design-wise and personality-wise, oh, Juri's like up there.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's a psycho.
Yeah, she is a psycho. But she's sexy.
Yeah.
She's got them legs.
No.
Well,
Cammy's got them legs.
But we already know that your waifu is Cammy.
Of course you do. I've mentioned it in this episode maybe like 30 times already. But even still, I gotta say, yeah, she's been my girl since Street Fighter 2. And I have just never stopped playing as her. If you want to hear me extensively talk about my love for Cammy White, That would be if you ever get the chance to see our My Wife Who's Not Weird panel, because she's pretty much front and foremost.
Yeah,
for most of that.
But what about other fighting games? Like, if we throw in our hats for, I don't know, Tekken?
Tekken
waifu. I got an answer.
Well, I know you got an answer.
It's pretty much the Sakura of Tekken, which is Asuka, but she's much older than Sakura, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Asuka is the tomboy girl, so obviously you go for the tomboy character, and she's really fun to play as. Like people get really mad at me because of how well I can play Asuka. Like, I can fight with Asuka in Tekken tournaments and actually win. Like, I can't do that with Street Fighter. I get the crap kicked out of me in Street Fighter. But I can win with Asuka, and that only makes me like her even more.
Man.
Tomboys.
I think Tekken is the only fighting game where I only play as male characters. Paul Phoenix is my bro.
Yep.
Paul Phoenix is, like, the greatest character ever made in the Tekken universe. Other than that, Yoshimitsu or King. Which I'm not very good with King.
Yeah, I gotta build a wall around him.
Yeah, those are...
Really? You passed right over the build a wall joke? Because he's Mexican?
Oh, yeah, I totally did. I didn't even get it.
Because did you know that King was Mexican? Or
no, I knew that. Okay. No, I knew that King was Mexican because he's a luchador. But
fine, Donald Trump joke just whoosh. Man.
We don't get very political on this show, so I don't know.
I wasn't expecting it. I just thought you were saying build a wall around him. Shield yourself from King.
He's got really good defense moves. I don't know. Yeah. Female characters in Tekken. They got really broad shoulders. Glitch. I don't think I have a waifu for Tekken.
Mokujin.
Yeah, Mokujin.
Who's a block of wood.
Nope, it's a sausage party for me. playing Tekken, yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, boy. Nice.
Darkstalkers.
Oh, Darkstalkers is easy.
Felicia.
Felicia's so
cute. All around Felicia.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
She is so cute.
Typically, I don't agree in having the same waifu with anybody else for that, but yeah.
Not even Morgan?
No, I choose Felicia. Yep.
Blaze Blue.
Oh, Tsubaki. Easily, Tsubaki.
Tsubaki.
I like Tsubaki. Innocent, do your job, sort of military police character, which is cool. I mean, Noelle Vermilion is cool, too, because she's that...
See, that's the thing. Everybody would expect me to say Tau Kaka because she's a cat girl, but she's kind of dumb. So my answer is definitely Noelle Vermilion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see... Because Noelle can hold her own in a fight, which is great. It's cool.
Yeah, she's got those guns. All you gotta do is press X.
Yeah, but she's like scared of everything, though, which I like that character personality. Like that she'll kick your ass, but she's scared to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hesitant. Oh my gosh, I'm fighting. What?
Guys,
we got a lot of fighting games.
Yeah. We got all the fighting games.
Literally. I have a lot of figurines of fighting game characters.
Mm. King of Fighters.
Well, Yuri is the Sakura character of King of Fighters, but Mai is like, Mai's a babe.
There's, I mean, Leona.
Oh, that's right, Leona. No, see, that would probably be my answer is Leona, because she's a soldier chick, and that's cool to me.
Yeah, and the only female who ever joins my team for King of Fighters is
Kula.
No, Athena. Oh, I forgot about Kula. Yeah, cool, the ice girl.
Yeah.
She's neat. She's cool.
What? Yeah. That's the thing. She uses ice power and her name is Kula, like some sort of Dragon Ball Z character like Freezer or Cooler.
Yeah.
Freezer. Yeah, Freezer. Anyway.
And fajitas.
Anyway, that will be our short little intermission of Waifu Watch before we go into the real meat of the discussion.
I don't know, because it's weird not having the female perspective that Victoria usually gives us, because we get to talk about the male characters in whatever we're talking about, too.
Yeah, well, I don't think any of the characters in Street Fighter are really husbando material, it seems, but I wouldn't know that.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Usually I can tell, though. Usually I can tell.
Really?
Yeah, usually I was that dude is a good guy. I would go out for drinks with him.
I don't know, because I seem to be wrong about the consensus. Like, when during the wikis, I was talking about One Punch Man. I could have sworn that everybody was going to say, oh, it's Genos. No, everybody was like, no, it's Saitama. I said, what? Yeah. So like, I'm bad at picking on husband dogs. I'm wrong about most of it. You know, it's like,
nice. So if you guys like to play fighting games, if it's not just the two of us, let us know who your waifus across all the fighting game universes
are. Yeah, and you completely tuned out of this entire section.
Nah, that's
good. So please come back to us now, because we're about to talk about some...
You guys can play the Tumblr game of all the characters that we're talking about, and then you'll know who we're talking about, and you'll get waifus.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Play the Tumblr game while listening to Waifu Watch, and you will quickly understand.
Basically, play along. So as we say a waifu that we're talking about and discussing, you can scroll through Tumblr and then...
If you're not 18 years old, please put on Safe Search. Oh my gosh. New shows.
Yeah, so we're going to skip over some Into the West stuff. We're going to skip over... I mean, even though Into the West was kind of in media news when we discussed Ninja Turtles and...
That's very true, yeah. Yeah, so... I think Comic-Con... should have been our Into the West.
Kind of, but it was more... That was kind of media news update, so yeah. Crack that whip, and it's high noontime, woo!
So new anime this season.
Yes, so there's a lot of new anime to discuss this season, a lot of new shows that we're watching.
This is what we're watching, Tabagachi style.
So let's start with a show that we're both watching this season.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of those. There's quite a few of those, actually. I think I have more shows that I'm watching with you than...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you have a better list than I do.
Well, hey, we talked about One Punch Man, so yep. Let's talk about Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah, so Mob Psycho 100 is really, really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, I thought that the second episode was definitely way better than the first episode.
Yeah,
for sure.
See, I really liked the first episode, and it's not as stylish and it's not as violent, I should say, as One Punch Man. So it's not as exciting all the time, but it's definitely funny.
Yeah.
It's definitely as funny as One Punch Man.
I love the psychic guy. The guy who exorcises demons. So the premise of the show is there's this guy who's a fake exorcist, but spirits are real, but he can't exorcise them. So what he does is he has this kid who works part-time with him. Yeah, he's a middle schooler.
His quote-unquote apprentice.
Yeah.
But he's the one who really does all the work. Like, whenever he calls him up, he's just like, hey, I'm in a pinch, I need your help, which is every single time.
Yeah. So this kid can exorcise demons no problem. Just boop, gone, exorcised.
Basically a one punch man.
Yeah.
He's like Saitama against spirits.
Right. But... He has a mental capacity that needs to stay under 100%.
That is right. Every single episode, it goes up a little bit. And it's always the funniest, because it's like little things that irk him.
Yeah.
That he's just like, oh, that didn't sit well with me. Except he never says that. Like, he never lets anything bother him. All it does is show you a percentage, and it goes up a little bit. Like, it's just so funny. Like, I always laugh every single time that happens.
When the exorcist guy was like, hey, bud, I'll treat you to ramen, but only limit it to 2 slices of pork. And then they get their bowls, and he orders 2 slices of pork, and then his master...
Wait, what episode was this?
End of episode 1.
I don't remember this.
And then his master... gets 4 slices of pork in his, and it just shows the kid looking down. Mob's the kid's name, looking down at the bowl of ramen, and then like a little percentage meter just pops up at the bottom of the screen, goes like goes up like 30, well, like 3%.
And then there's episode 2 where their job was to help these clients out in an all girls school. And basically the guy said, oh, like, we have to go in cross-dressed as high school girls so that we can get into the school. And then he gets, like, arrested for being a pervert, but they let the kid go, they let Mob go in because he's young enough to look like a girl and cross-dressed like a girl. And then they helps out the clients, and the clients are just like, you know, if you were doing a job, you probably could have just come in normal and, like, done a job because we hired you. Boop. Like, and then it goes up. It's stuff like that is just so funny, where it's really clever in conveying his frustration without him actually getting frustrated.
And you know what's really funny about the show, too, is that every single character that is a main character looks like Saitama from One Punch Man. And then every other character in the show is ugly.
Yeah.
Super ugly.
Like, drawn messed up in some sort of way.
Yeah. Which is really funny, because you never see that in, like, every anime ever always draws their characters good looking, no matter what. And even the important characters in the show who are, like,
their side characters for this are like super ugly.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's really stylized like One Punch Man, and it still kind of goes along the route of, you know, well, the main creator of the show can't draw.
Yeah.
He's just a writer, and so he gets somebody else to do the art for him, but it still sticks along with like his bad art. It's really great. So Mob Psycho 100, I would definitely recommend it for the season. It's pretty funny. It's really good.
There's another show that we've both been watching, I think, Momokuri.
I haven't watched I haven't started it yet.
You haven't started Momokuri?
It is in my queue, but I haven't started it.
Okay, so Momokuri, they've doing this weird thing where they're, on Crunchyroll anyways, they're releasing them two episodes at a time. Episodes 1 and 2, episodes 3 and 4, episodes 5 and 6. And that's because every episode is like 15 minutes long, and then they split it into two episodes, whatever. But the show is about this girl who likes this guy, asks him out, and he says yes. It's his first relationship, so he doesn't know how to handle it. It's like, oh, I'm in a relationship now. It's kind of like a classic kind of, you know, love story where they're all mushy gooey with each other, honeymoon phase sort of thing. And they don't really know how to talk to each other yet because they're just like, hey, I like you. Hey, I like you too. I don't know what to do. I'm so embarrassed. But the girl in the show is obsessed with this kid, like yandere obsessed, but in a funny way. Like, you see her sneaking around the outside of his classroom just watching him learn stuff in his classroom, and it's not like she's gonna kill anybody around him or anything like that. There's actually the first two episodes were good, but it's like, oh, I'm gonna puke because this romance lovey-dovey stuff is just kind of boring, you know, and that's all it is romance lovey-dovey stuff. And then you go to the second episode and you meet all the secondary characters of the show, which are thinking exactly the same way you are. They're like, oh, this romance is so gross, I want to puke. And that's what makes the show for me. I watched episodes 3 and 4, so 1 and 2 were the first thing released, and 3 and 4 came out, and it has all the friends in it, and the friends have to be in the show. They are an essential part of this show in order for it to be successful. And I want to keep watching it because of the side characters, not because of the main characters.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, ew, this is gross.
Yeah.
And great comedy and great jokes come out of it. You have to watch it for yourself because I can't pinpoint anything specifically.
I do have to watch it for myself because I am intrigued by this. And this was one of the shows that I actually said I was going to watch when we were first talking about the anime list.
Yeah,
that
you
was
were the
one out.
You were the one who mentioned it.
Yeah, and I haven't started watching it yet. I've been watching everything else. Hey, you know what I did watch though?
What?
And I since last recording, I went through and finished it. Was Re:Life from beginning to end?
You finished it.
Yeah, I went in. I started watching Re:Life, and then I didn't stop watching Re:Life.
I had that same problem. I watched up until episode, I think I'm on episode 8 now, and some very big things happened in the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Re:Life.
Yeah, so I really liked Re:Life, too. It was great. I was reading the comments for the show after I finished watching it, and they said that the anime did not do the manga justice.
Okay.
So people are suggesting that you read the manga instead. But the anime was really well done from what I saw, from my end of it. And I'm pretty sure they're planning on doing a season 2, because it's really very good, and it did really, really well. And the story and the characters are great. I really want to keep watching it. And so it was only 13 episodes that they released all at once, Netflix style, on Crunchyroll. You could watch all of them.
Also a great move.
Yeah. So I did that. And from episode, I'm going to say 3, from episode 3, I had predicted what was going to happen. That's not a bad thing, because it's going through your head like, oh, I wonder what's going on. I think this is what's happening, and I think this is going to turn out this way, and I think this is going to turn out this way. And I ended up being right, and I was kind of excited about that.
See, that's a weird thing, though, because it's a double-edged sword, because you want to always be surprised by a show.
Yeah.
But you also, if you think it's going to go a certain way in your head and it turns out going that way, it means that you are on the same wavelengths as a writer.
Yeah. But the thing is too, is it's very different from getting something spoiled for you. Now, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, this happens in the show, I'm going to be pissed. But if, because I kind of figured out for myself, it may not be that difficult of a concept to get. Like, I may not be
like, oh, it was obvious or something like that. But it makes me feel kind of good. Like, oh, sweet. Yeah, like, I knew that. I knew that was going to happen.
See, right now, things are not as obvious for me because there have been a couple plot points that I've guessed at and I guessed wrong.
Oh, okay.
So it's been different for me. I was close, but not all the way there.
Yeah, maybe I just guessed right is the thing.
Maybe. Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. Real Life is great. I highly, highly, highly suggest
Real Especially Life. Because it's all available for you now. You can just watch it.
Well, if you're a premium member on Crunchyroll, you can.
Yeah, but right.
You can watch up until right now. Well, as of this recording, it's episode like 6 you can watch up to. Which is a good place to watch to because episode 5 was my favorite.
5? Yeah, episode 5 had a really amazing turning point in it. And episode 5 really sticks out to me as an amazing episode.
Which I thought that the plot point in episode 5 was going to be what they were going to say for the finale. I thought that was going to be the entirety of the show.
Yeah.
Once they introduced it. And thank goodness it wasn't, because if it did, that would have been so drawn out. But they timed it perfectly.
Yeah,
I think.
So yeah, it's a really well-paced show. And there's some episodes in there that have some really, really good plot points.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend
Great Real pacing. Life. Great yeah. pacing. I want to talk about one that I think I like and you don't.
Okay.
Amanchu.
Yeah. So Amanchu is a scuba diving anime about two lesbians.
I don't think they are. I don't know. If you watch the opening to the show, maybe.
Yeah, it's the
it is kind of the opening of the show is very Yuri-tastic.
Yeah, and the innards of the show, like the actual show itself, is very friendship based.
Yeah.
It's very much about friendship, but it's really weird. The character dynamics do seem kind of lovey-dovey, or you can see it being like, oh, this is going to turn into lovey-dovey. But that may not be the case. I could be wrong. But yes, the intro to the show is very Yuri, and I kind of want to just touch on that. But anyway, I'm not thrilled with the main characters, especially because...
See, I am.
Yeah, and the animation techniques, like, they use Super D in the show, and I don't feel like the Super D is appropriate.
Well, here's the thing. It's because the person who is the artist for the original manga is a great artist.
Yeah.
Her character designs are awesome. Like, such good art, beautiful characters. And then it's kind of like in the same way that, remember when we watched Fooly Cooly? When you watch Fooly Cooly for the first time, it's like, I really want to see what Haruko Haruhara looks like.
Yeah.
But you don't get to see what she looks like up until, like, halfway through the second episode, because everything she does is Super D.
Yeah.
And because she's so goofy. I mean, like, you get a couple glimpses, which is here and there, and then there's some faraway shots, like the scene where they're on the bus and you know, it's that behind-the-scenes fourth-wall-breaking thing. Now, that's all fine, but even still, it's silly, and you don't really get a good look at Haruko until like, later on. And it's, like, the same thing with this show. It's like, I really want to see Pikari's face, because she's I think she's an adorable character.
No, she is. She's a cute girl. No, I think she's an annoying character. I think she's so annoying.
I think it's funny.
Like I almost
yeah.
No, see, like, I actually feel like it's just like, does this girl have special needs? Like, is she like there? Is there like something mentally wrong with her? Because it seems like she has like some form of mental illness.
Like she's on the spectrum. I think it's really funny. And I think that it's just supposed to be like a caricature of something.
Well, if it's a caricature, make it a caricature. I find it annoying, and I feel like, oh my gosh, like, this girl just made friends with this person, and I don't know.
That's not to say that special needs people are annoying. Just pointing that out there, because that's kind of what it sounded like you said.
No, I just find her annoying.
Yeah.
I just find her annoying.
Christine is a special needs teacher. I'm going into the field as well. It's not annoying. Just to make that very clear. Yeah, it's annoying because you think that, like, in the same way as The Big Bang Theory,
yeah,
where all those characters are just so one note that it's unreal.
Yeah.
In that same sense.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That is more what I mean. It's just like this character wouldn't exist unless she had in real life. This character wouldn't exist in real life unless she had some form of special needs. Does that sound wrong too?
I don't know. I don't think we can dig our way out of this hole now.
Yeah.
Anyways, The thing about the Super D in the show...
She's missing a piece of her brain. Because there aren't a lot of people that are missing a piece of their brain.
We have a friend who's missing a piece of his brain.
Yeah, but that was because he had seizures.
Yeah.
And he's not special needs.
He goes numb sometimes.
Sometimes. But he doesn't have seizures anymore, and it's great.
Yeah, that's cool. He can drive soon.
Yeah. This character is really annoying, and she's missing a piece of her brain.
So, the Super D in the show, which once you get to episode 3 or so, you figure out that every character has their own form of Super D. So,
yeah.
Peekery, she turns into like a Muppet character.
She does,
where
she
has the circle eyes with the Muppet mouth, which is funny.
I hate it.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, no, I hate it. Is she a juggalo or a juggalette? Whoop, whoop. Like, down with, she's down with the clown.
Yeah, and the whistle.
Oh, see, that's why I don't get it.
I think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny. It's annoying. I'm gonna keep watching the show to see where it goes, but I think it's annoying.
Teko, the other girl who's an introvert, her Super D is that her eyes turn into those sketchy, like pencil sketch black circles, and her mouth is a triangle.
Yep,
a small triangle. And she looks weirded out, like confused, you know, because she doesn't understand Peekery either, but she's enticed by her. And then there's their teacher, who you find out in the second episode that she is the dive club school.
Yes.
That's advisor.
Right.
Yep. Actually, that's the third episode, but you find out she's a diver in the second episode. Her Super D is that she has two angry lines for eyes, and her mouth is like her face is parallel lines. There's some subtle artistic imagery in the show too that involves sakura petals. If you ever watch the show, notice the sakura petals and what's going on in the scene.
Yeah, because lesbians.
Well, yeah, but the sakura petals will dictate what's going on in the scene.
Lesbians?
No, not always. Well, maybe, but not always.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting once you catch on. Just watch the sakura petals and you'll know what's going on in the scene.
Yeah, all the other shows that I watched are ones that we haven't watched together.
Well, we discussed last episode. We discussed the art club. So we don't need to talk about that.
I've still only seen the first episode.
Okay.
I haven't watched it. I haven't wanted to watch it.
Episode 2 was funny. It was funnier than the first episode.
Okay.
It had some pretty good jokes.
Okay.
But it wasn't...
good?
Yeah. Like, it wasn't written well. Like, so the jokes were funny, but the show still doesn't make any sense.
Right. Okay.
Still has the same issues.
Yeah. But episode 3 is when they're going to introduce the little blonde girl. The third artist, yeah.
You're waiting all that time?
Yeah, they didn't even introduce her in the second episode, which is what I was hoping. I was just like, can you just introduce this new character already?
Yeah, there needs to be a new dynamic, and I'm not on board. Sorry.
But the jokes are funnier in the second episode, that's for sure.
Right.
Okay.
Food Wars is still amazing.
Dude, I cannot wait to watch the next episode.
Yeah.
Which is out now.
It's staring me in the face while I'm looking at my list.
As a matter of fact, I think that if you're listening to this episode, you've already seen the conclusion to the arc that has just started. And holy crap, I cannot wait to find out how it goes, because it could go in two separate directions.
Yep.
Two characters have declared a Shokugeki, and they're about to food battle for pinks.
Anyways.
And then Berserk showed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, let's mention something really interesting about Berserk. The third episode was completely new material.
Yeah.
We were kind of wrong.
Yeah, no. So the first episode did happen in the manga. That is a fact. So that did, in fact, happen in the manga. But so far, episodes 2 and episodes 3 are completely original material.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though. Those episodes were written by the mangaka.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So, and I actually liked episode 3 a lot more than I liked episode 2.
Yeah, episode 3 was awesome with the mansion.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it
great
was...
great stuff.
And you could tell that it was very Berserk. Like, you could tell it was written by him because of, like, what happened to the people in the mansion and, like, the characters that were involved, and you're just like, good God, like, this is...
a lot
is,
of nudity.
Yeah, like, this is, you know, or, like, this is definitely still Berserk. Even though it didn't happen in the manga, this is still feeling like Berserk.
Now, new game.
You know, I haven't been keeping up with New Game.
What?
I haven't seen the newest episode. I've only seen episode 1 and 2.
It is so cute.
So cute.
Yeah, but, I mean, when I watch the show, I'm really looking for something to the level of Shirobako.
Yeah, no. So, I wasn't. I knew going into this it was going to be Moe Blob.
And I think that's... I didn't want that, so I'm not watching it, because I'm not really super interested in it.
No. The cuteness of the characters is definitely what's keeping me around. It is a moe blob, and I am shamelessly watching this show because of how cute it is. But the characters are really well done in their cuteness. I understand all the industry stuff that they do talk about industry stuff, and they talk about using 3D softwares and tablets and
but not like, you know, in
Shirobako and animation and stuff like that. But no, it's not to the level of Shirobako. But I know exactly what they're talking about because I've done it myself. I highly recommend New Game.
I like it. I'm gonna watch it. I just haven't.
Especially if you like cute stuff, watch New Game. But if you just like funny, quirky shows slice of lifey, you can also watch New Game.
Yeah. Okay, so I've watched a couple original shows on my own that I am loving.
Okay.
First off, the Moro's Mononokian, which is the show that Kay talked about on the last episode, which is the one about the kid who has a yokai on him and he can't go to school because it's making him pass out, and then he goes to an exorcist and then he becomes an exorcist. And they took a very interesting turn, a turn that I would hope that I would have seen in my lifetime with yokai. And I love it. Like, it's the concept of the show is so good. There's either one or two ways, and I'm thinking about spoiling it just so that, you know, we can move on with it, is that yokai are the good guys.
Okay.
Yokai are not bad guys in this. And when you need to hire an exorcist, you need to appease the yokai. Like, yokai just want to be loved because they possess somebody because they don't get seen by many people. And the people who they possess are people who can see yokai. And they're like, oh my gosh, somebody can see me. I want to hang out with them. And even if the person's like, get away from me. Ah, you're haunting me. You're a ghost. They still think it's better than not being seen. How sad is that? It's so adorable. And I highly recommend the Moro's Mononokian.
All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Kay said that the intro was very boys lovey. And I didn't see it. I thought that it was pretty normal friendship dude bro thing. The credits, however, is a different story. But I don't think it's got any yaoi intentions in it, which is fine, I guess, but I'm not
The art looks like it could go that way.
Right, yeah, maybe a little bit, but no, it's everything's cool. Everything's good about it. I love the show. I think it's really, really good. And a little adorable. Next show that I watched was called Orange. And, oh my gosh, Orange is gorgeous! Like, absolutely stunning, and the writing is really like this melodramatic, heartfelt thing of this girl she's 16 and she's getting letters from herself from 10 years in the future. Her 26-year-old self is writing her letters to her to tell her to how to fix all of her regrets that she's had when she was growing up. And one of the students in their group of friends is new, and she's instructing herself in the letters what to do with that friend in order to make things right. And it's not a spoiler to say that, because the show starts out with the 26-year-old character. And then the first episode ends with the 26-year-old character, and you see her future, and she's like, oh, I really hope I'm doing well in the past. What we don't know is how they're getting the letters to each other.
Right.
Now, the show was so good. It's a drama. It's like 100% drama, not very much comedy. Like, regular slice of life comedy stuff happens in there, like real life stuff happens, but not jokes or anything like that. I highly recommend it if you need a good drama, and I can't wait to keep watching it because I think Orange is great. Beautiful show.
Beautiful.
Now, the last one that I watched, it's called Maho Shoujo Naria Girls. Strangest thing that I've ever seen. I never have seen anything like this before.
What do you mean?
It is an improv show.
What?
It's a 3D animated anime, but it's acted out by three girls in mocap suits.
Yeah.
You don't see the mocap suits ever. All you see are the anime characters on the screen who are acting out their scene while these three girls do their improv sketch live.
Huh.
I didn't get that when I first started watching the show, and I stopped after like 3 minutes. I was like, this is dumb. The writing is terrible, and I don't get it, what's going on. So I stopped watching it, and then I figured it out. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, I see what was going on. They're interrupting each other and stuff like that because it's improv, and they're trying to figure out what to say. I went back and I watched the rest of it. Not the best improv I've ever seen, still, but it's creative. It's only 8 minutes long. Every episode's 8 minutes long, and they're all improv. It's like three anime girls standing on a flat background, standing right next to each other, and...
It's a new concept, at least.
It's a very new concept. I've never seen anything like it before. If you're interested, definitely check it out. Only 8 minutes for one episode, but, like, man, I don't know if I'll go back to it. I might try the second episode just to see is, like, oh, maybe now that I know that it's improv,
yeah, now that
I can follow the story a little bit.
Finally, before we go, if there's going to be one show you're going to watch this season, watch Sweetness and Lightning.
Yes.
Like, there's no argument about it. If you're watching anything this season, watch Sweetness and Lightning.
Yeah.
Watch it. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's a show that's amazing, really, really well done, and, you know, people saying that the manga is really good as well. It's also on Crunchyroll, I believe.
The manga?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
So after it's over, you can continue going there or watch the whole, or read the whole thing. Because you're gonna want to keep watching this. It's one of the best things. I actually almost did that. I almost was just like, I just can't not watch this show, and I almost just went and read the manga.
Yeah,
because it's so amazing.
Now here's an interesting piece of news that could have been at the beginning of the show too when we were talking about, because we talked about the show last week, could have gone at the beginning. This show gives you all the recipes to all the food that they make.
Yes, it does.
So I want to really try the hamburger steak that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And that I. think that's a great idea. I love the show. Just the heartfelt father-daughter stuff that goes on there, the students that are involved in the show, the character dynamics, the writing, so good, so real, very real, and heart, a lot of heart. That's all I have to say about it. You gotta watch it. It's so good. Now, I think that is it for what we're watching / Tapagotchi. It's time to move on to some fan service?
Yes, it is. So, we got one major thing of fan service besides the news article that Gerardo sent us, which was from Wicked Fan Sean.
Okay.
Sean made it back home. It's been a while since we've seen him on his trip when he came down here. Like,
but he did.
He went from Canada to Boston to Maryland to Florida to other places back up to Canada. So, he went all around while Canada was stopped. They're trying to stop Canada from being on fire. So we made it back home. He is back in Fort McMurray where he lives. And he just wants to say that it was awesome meeting with us. That he has a big announcement that he is finally a member of Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Congratulations, Sean.
Woo! Congratulations. Yeah. Went from fan to contributor.
Oh. Co-host and social media guy.
Nice. So that is... amazing. Wait until our new snack video comes out with him. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And he also has a PS4. He's had the PS4. But now he can play with everybody.
He got Overwatch. Yeah, because now
he got Overwatch. Yeah. And he got the Rise of the North. He tweeted at us that. Like, oh, yeah, he tweeted at us and he got the Rise of the North Star CD, which when he was here in Boston, I was just like, man, if you like metal, you got to listen to Rise of the North Star because this is a metal band that likes shonen.
Yeah.
Like shonen manga.
French guys who sing in English about Japanese shonen.
Yep. And then, oh man.
We got a ton of tweets.
We got, and you know what those tweets were about? These tweets were about, hey, Victoria's got to play them scary games.
Yep.
On Wicked Anaplay. So
I think we have 10 or 11 total right now.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Keep going.
Oh, and we also got a new Waifu Watch recommendation from Sean. He's throwing his hat in the ring. He says Senran Kagura. No, and we do actually have one more, which is along the gaming route. Mike sent us an email saying that Square Enix is jumping back on the JRPG route.
I saw that he sent us this.
Yeah. I Am Setsuna?
I have never heard of it.
I haven't really looked into it all that much, but I have heard it going around.
Is it like a mobile game?
No, it looks like an old RPG again. So, kind of like in the way that Final Fantasy VII was, you know, and it kind of zooms out. You have turn-based style and a little... like fighting that. I don't know if it's mobile or not.
It kind of looks like Chrono Trigger right there.
Yeah, a little bit. So, yeah,
like
cool.
3D, like 3D Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, so basically we're...
link in the description.
Yeah, Square Enix is getting away from their whole
Final Fantasy
beautiful men thing. Yeah.
Well,
that'll probably never go away. We can't get rid of it. That's fine.
Lastly, we should mention this, that we did get another email from Jade Anumi Gaming. And Jade Anumi Gaming just simply asked us the question, who was your waifu before you knew what a waifu was?
I can't wait to answer this question. I want to do that one next.
We actually do talk about this in our my Waifu's Not Weird.
In My Waifu's Not Weird. Yeah, we do. I have really, really embarrassing stories. I don't think that one, the embarrassing story that I have, though, is classified technically as a waifu because I didn't pursue it in any way, shape, or form. I think my answer would be different than the story that I tell in the My Waifu's Not Weird panel.
I think it's time to move on to some shameless plugs already.
It is time to move on to some shameless plugs. So if you guys want to join in on the conversation, if you guys want to tell us what you're watching, or if you want to join us in Waifu Watch, hey, shoot us an email over at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we post news, updates, and all that kind of good stuff. And you can also chat with us there. You can listen to us on nerdyshow.com if you're not listening to us on SoundCloud or iTunes. Which, speaking of iTunes, hey, we got another iTunes shout-out.
Yeah. You guys, if you ever, like, it helps us out a ton if you rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, if
you... 5 stars, too, if you really like us.
Yeah, the more reviews and ratings we get on iTunes, the more frequently we will pop up in suggestions for people searching for podcasts like ours.
Yeah.
So it really, really helps if you go onto iTunes, give us a rating, and if, hey, we'll read your review here on the show if you guys rate us, yeah, just like we're going to do now.
Which this one, Andrew, from Red Delphi, they even kind of gave you a personal shout out in this one.
Kind of did, yeah. And they say, I only listen to one anime podcast.
I kind of want
5 stars.
I kind of want to find out what that podcast is, because it shouldn't be ours.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so Red Delphi writes, maybe it's because I already have a friend, IRL, named Andrew, with very similar tastes to the hard man with harder opinions.
Woo.
But listening to these guys feels like listening to my friends sitting around talking about anime and sharing stupid news stories.
We do share stupid news stories.
We do really stupid news stories. These guys do a great job of talking about anime in a way that's both insightful and entertaining, as shown by the research they put into their My Waifu's Not Weird panel.
Oh my gosh, so this person, we know them from Anime Boston.
Excellent. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, well, and I know I've gone around and talked to people in the audience.
We talked to so many people. So. We can't, like, pinpoint exactly who it could be because we talked to... And I always look forward to whenever a new episode is set to air.
Whew.
Now I will sign off in this review the only way I know how.
K-bye.
So
we did that by accident.
Well, so there's
just so you know, as a little history to Wicked Anime.
There's actually a couple things that Wicked Anime did by accident. It was K-bye and the fans calling fans Wicked Fans, because the fans actually called themselves Wicked Fans first.
Yeah, they have done that before in the past, and
we kind of like it. We think it's awesome.
Yeah,
that you guys,
think it's great.
It's a very nice tribute.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, like,
sincerely.
And thank you for the review.
Now, another way that you can see us or help us out is Nerdy Show's Patreon page.
That's right. Yeah, you can go to the Patreon/Nerdy Show, or you can find it on the website at Nerdy Show, or just Google search Nerdy Show Patreon, and you will find it.
You can get just $1 will give you all these like hours of perks and stuff. Sometimes I always try my best to release our episodes early, and you get them.
Yeah, you get them early. You get them as soon as we release them.
Yeah, even if you pay $1.
Yeah, off of the schedule date.
And then you get, like, hours of content. Sometimes we've been known to do outtakes every once in a while, but there has been a short string of outtakes recently, probably because we're getting better at what we do.
Ha! Yeah, right.
$10, you can have a shout-out on the network, and if you do that, it goes to the original Nerdy Show. But if you suggest to us, or suggest to them, hey, could I also get it read on Wicked Anime?
Which has happened before.
Which has happened with, by the way, it's the first of the month. It's in August now. So, hi, Allison, who's the only person who's asked for a shout-out on Wicked Anime ever. You're awesome. You can get a shout-out, and we will read whatever you want us to read on the show. Allison usually does, like, charities and stuff like that, which is super cool.
Yeah, anything.
Actually, one of the more recent Nerdy Show episodes, there was a charity shout-out from somebody else, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, charity shout-outs, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, please, nerdyshow.com, or nerdyshow.com/support. You can find it, or spread the word, rather. Or both of those, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the information. And then Nerdy Show Patreon as well.
Anyway, if you want to find our videos for Wicked Anime, you can go to youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where you can hit that subscribes button and follow us for any video content that we do release. You can also find us on any of the social medias, including Facebook, which I've already mentioned. Twitter, you can tweet us at YoWickedAnime, which obviously we read some tweets today. You can find us at Tumblr, which obviously we are on Tumblr because we play the Tumblr game, and that's wickedanime.tumblr.com. You can play the Wicked Anime Tumblr game on us, and you'll get all the points because we don't post porn.
Yeah, don't play the Tumblr game. Don't do that.
And
I should never teach you bad things.
And finally, you can find us at twitch.tv whenever we decide to stream Wicked Anna Play.
And recently, we've been doing non-anime games, which when we started this, it seems like Let's Play channels, whenever they start, they have an idea in mind for what they want to do, and then you completely wipe the whole thing
and then just
play video games.
Yeah, then you just want to play games with your friends. And then if you're going to join us for Monster Hunter weekends, just keep an eye out on the Facebook page, and maybe I'll be doing an impromptu hunt soon. You know, and mostly when I have time is when Monster Hunter weekends pops up. But now with Monster Hunter Generations, who knows? But, as with that, that is all we have for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. We hope we suggested some great ideas of shows that you may want to watch this season. If you were all confused, that it was like, oh, there's so many amazing shows and I don't know which one to watch. Well, we gave you a good selection, I believe.
I hope so. Let us know what you watch and let us know what you think.
Yeah. But with that, we will have you guys listen to us next time. And now it's time to sign off the only way we know how.
K-bye.
No,
I'm not condoning that.
If you're not 18 years old or any age at that, if you're not 27 years old, 27 and a half years old, don't go on Tumblr. Just stay off of Tumblr altogether. Why is Tumblr a website? Just stay off of Tumblr, guys.
Yeah. I taught you bad things. I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to the Wicked Anime Podcast via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Wicked Anime on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.